Welcome to a new season of Retrain Your Brain with me, Chartered Psychologist Dr. Audrey Tang. And in this season, I am going to give you my usual life hacks, but I'm also interspersing these episodes with special guest episodes that I've recorded with N Live Radio and the Wellbeing Lounge, where I've had the pleasure of learning life hacks, psychological fixes, and great ways to thrive from wonderful wellbeing advocates. Let's get started. In this episode, I'm going to give you six easy ways to improve your empathy. Now, I wanted to have a quick word first about the difference between empathy and sympathy. Empathy is having a shared understanding of the feelings of another, perhaps because you've had a similar experience and can reflect on how you have felt. You might also therefore be able to imagine how they feel, and you can put yourself in their shoes. Sympathy is responding to the feelings of others, for example, sadness or sorrow, because you may feel sadness for your friend who's experienced a loss, but you might not connect with it or understand exactly how they're feeling. Perhaps you could say empathy is, I get it, I understand it. Sympathy is, I see it. Both empathy and sympathy are rooted in the Greek noun pathos. And that refers to the sense of pity or compassion that can be evoked by a work of art in literature. Both are important to relationships because both can deepen the bond between ourselves and others. Sympathy, for example, is relatively natural to us if we are quite sensitive to the emotional signals of others. If we simply listen to what they say, we can often offer an appropriate response, even if we don't feel as they feel. Empathy is a little trickier. How do we seek to understand an experience that we don't recognise? And further, because interpretations are so personal, can we ever truly understand how someone feels? And empathy can be so powerful because not only do we really put ourselves in the shoes of others, but instead of letting it consume us, if it makes us angry, if it makes us empowered to do something about it, that can really help. Empathy is often more of a catalyst to help us effect change. So here are six ways to boost your empathy. Empathy can be both cognitive, understanding how other people think, or emotional, getting how other people feel. So to improve your cognitive empathy, read. Through fiction, we not only have access to someone else's behaviours, but their innermost thoughts, their motivations, and the storyline provides us with a safe space not only to reflect on our feelings with regards to their actions, but we can even discuss them with others to broaden our thinking through hearing different opinions on the same text. But you are still hiding behind the fact that this is a book. You don't necessarily need to admit your true feelings just yet. You can use that as a catalyst to learn from others. Example number two is travel. By immersing yourself in the cultures of others through homestays or maybe exploring away from touristy areas, you can broaden your knowledge about different lifestyles. You can speak to people you meet. You can learn about their perception of the world. This reminds us that our viewpoint is not the only one. And we may be able to apply that thought not just cross-culturally, but in our own lives. For example, if we're trying to understand a dispute from different points of view, we can actually put ourselves in someone else's position, even if that is not how we naturally see it. In coaching, one might use a sand tray style exercise where toys in the sand tray represent different people and the client is asked to explore the situation from each person's point of view. Tip number three, listen actively. Rather than listening in order to reply, i.e. thinking about what you're going to say or trying to top what that other person is saying, simply engage with what you hear. Ask questions about what they've said or paraphrase back your understanding to them, which enables you to check that you've understood their meaning fully. And it's a great way to build rapport because the person speaking feels heard. Then we've got three tips for emotional empathy. This first one is by Shukla in 2017, and this is the friend's sight technique. And all this means is when you're reflecting on a situation, ask yourself, how might ex-friend feel? How might ex-friend see the situation, boosts cognitive empathy? What might they do? Also another way of boosting the cognitive empathy, but simply asking yourself, how might ex-friend or ex-person feel? That can really give us a little bit more emotional empathy. The next tip for emotional empathy, start naming emotions. The broader our vocabulary is for discussing emotion, the more nuance we are able to recognize. This can be enhanced through acting exercises, such as speak this sentence out loud as if you were happy, sad, afraid, ill, surprised. By being aware of the different tones and inflections other people can use, as well as facial expressions and body language, we become more sensitive to how they may be feeling. And this, in turn, may make us more confident in asking them if they're really okay, or knowing not to if we don't want to get involved or are not prepared to get involved at that particular time. There is a lovely image called the emotions wheel. And there you start at a core emotion, a base emotion, such as sadness or anger. But it then spreads out. So anger might actually be related to fear. Sadness may be related to loneliness and so on. And as you look at the different types of emotions that you can have, instead of thinking, I'm just angry, you might actually be able to say, I'm resentful or I'm disgusted. And point number three for emotional empathy is simply to ask yourself, is there another way I can interpret this? Or is there another thing they might have meant? This can be really helpful in preventing us from taking things too personally, but also in recognizing when we may have inadvertently behaved in a way that could have been misconstrued by someone else. By being aware that communication is only ever as effective as how it's received, we remain mindful that we might be projecting our own feelings onto a situation rather than understanding it as it really is. Now, you may find you are more adept at one style of empathy over another. I personally have a very strong cognitive empathy, which is in part related to my work, but also to my upbringing. But I have to strive much harder to develop my emotional empathy as well. I can understand it. I don't always get it, but I try. By boosting our empathy, both cognitive and emotional, we are better able to relate to others. And this enables us to understand the needs they may have, as well as how our behaviours may have an effect on them. Through empathy, we can create a safe place for others to express themselves without judgment and without anyone hijacking how they feel. Empathy does not mean we need to take responsibility for others' emotions or interpretations, but it is the key building block of compassion, which drives us to positive action to improve that situation. And that's all we have time for. But to find out more, do go to my website, which is www.draudreyt.com, or tune into the Wellbeing Lounge on NLive Radio, which is www.nliveradio.com, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m.